WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Relationship Gold Affirmations for a Loving Partnership. I know a girl, Sienna Cruz, here to drop some truth bombs and help you build those unshakable, love-filled connections you deserve. Today, we're tackling something super important, overcoming fear and trust issues in relationships. Ever felt like your heart is playing tug-of-war with itself? 1 minute you're all love vibes, the next you're bracing for impact. Trust me, I get it. Relationships can be a wild ride, full of exhilarating highs and gut-wrenching lows. And sometimes, those past hurts, anxieties, or even just plain old insecurities can creep in, making it hard to fully open up and let someone in. But listen up, because today's episode is all about breaking free from that cycle. We're diving deep into understanding the roots of fear and trust issues, exploring practical strategies to heal those wounds, and ultimately building a foundation of unshakable trust with your partner. Get ready to ditch the doubt, embrace vulnerability, and create a relationship where love truly thrives. First things first, let's talk about what triggers these fears and trust issues in the first place. Are you haunted by past betrayals? Have you experienced heartbreak that left you feeling guarded? Maybe it's simply a deep-seated fear of getting hurt again. Whatever the reason, acknowledging those feelings is the first step to healing. Don't beat yourself up for having these emotions, they are valid. It's like that saying, the greatest enemy within us is ourselves. Now, let's get practical. Number 1. Communication is key. Seriously, you can't overstate its importance. Talk to your partner about your fears and insecurities. Open up, be honest, and listen with an open heart. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. By sharing your vulnerabilities, you create a space of intimacy and understanding. Number 2. Build trust gradually. Trust doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, consistency, and effort from both partners. Start by making small commitments and following through on them. Be reliable, be present, and show up for your partner in ways that matter. Number 3. Learn to forgive yourself and others. Holding on to anger and resentment will only poison your relationship. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning the hurt, it means choosing to release those negative emotions so you can move forward. It's like letting go of a heavy backpack that's been weighing you down for far too long. Number 4. Set healthy boundaries. It's crucial to protect your emotional well-being. Communicate your needs and expectations clearly to your partner. Remember, it's okay to say no to things that make you uncomfortable or drain your energy. Boundaries aren't about shutting people out, they're about creating a safe and respectful space for both of you. And lastly, number 5. Practice self-love. You can't pour from an empty cup. Take time to nurture yourself, engage in activities that bring you joy, and surround yourself with positive people. When you feel good about yourself, it naturally radiates outwards and strengthens your relationships. Picture this. Sarah and Michael have been dating for a while, but there is always a wall between them. Sarah can't shake off the fear of getting hurt again because of a past relationship that ended badly. Michael, on the other hand, is struggling to open up because he doesn't want to seem vulnerable. They both crave intimacy, but struggle to bridge the gap. One day, Sarah decides to take a leap of faith and shares her fears with Michael. To her surprise, Michael opens up about his own insecurities too. They create a safe space where they can be honest with each other without judgment. They start practicing active listening, making an effort to truly understand each other's perspectives. Slowly but surely, trust begins to blossom. Remember, relationships are a dance. It takes two partners willing to put in the effort, communicate openly, and support each other through thick and thin. So, beautiful souls, let's recap. Fear and trust issues are common hurdles in relationships, but they don't have to define your journey. Embrace vulnerability, practice open communication, set healthy boundaries, learn to forgive, and most importantly, nurture self-love. Remember, you deserve a relationship where love flourishes, where trust is unwavering, and where both partners feel safe and cherished. Now I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to implement today to overcome fear and build trust in your relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. It helps us reach more souls searching for love and connection. Until next time, stay radiant, stay loving, and remember, you are worthy of a love that sets your soul on fire.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.